ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यम् करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. So we are seeing the third chapter of Panchadashi. Actually, I've been thinking that I should do thorough summary of the first two chapters. But we'll do it sometime. And now this third chapter, Panchakosha Viveka Prakaranam. And let us read the verses from the first three verses.
गुहाहितं ब्रह्म यत्तत् पञ्चकोश विवेकतः बोद्धुं शक्यं ततः कोश पञ्चकं प्रविविच्यते.
ओपनिंग वर्स विद्यारण्य स्वामी मेक्स इट वेरी क्लियर द पर्पस ऑफ अनालाइजिंग द फाइव लेयर्स ऑफ पर्सनालिटी एंड व्हाट द पर्पस ही सेज एंड द पर्पस इज बोद्धुं शक्यम् गुहाहत ब्रह्म दिस् अब्सोल्यूट् रियालिटि द अल्टिमेट् ट्रूत् इम्प्लैड् बै द टर्म् ब्रह्म इट् इस् पासिबल् टु डिस्कवर् दिस् ब्रह्म ओन्ली थ्रू दिस् only by analyzing the five layers of personality. So by analyzing all the layers of personality, we will know how each layer of personality is only a personality, and which means the personality cannot be there without the person being there. So analysis of the personality will help us arrive at the very person, without whose presence the personality is not possible. So we can distinguish the person from the personality and arrive at the person through the analysis of the personalities. And it's not one just layer. There are five layers of personality, and each layer seems to be seemingly cover the Atma, which is actually non-coverable. Therefore, each layer of personality is also known as Koshaha. The sheet, and we are going to see this. So the purpose of analyzing the five layers of personality is to arrive at the Brahman, arrive at the reality. Because why? The absolute reality, the all pervasive, beginningless, endless, changeless reality, which is free from all limitations, which is the truth of every being here, which is truth of one's own self. It has to be discovered for us to have a different perspective of the self and the world, thereby to resolve all the problems caused by the wrong perceptions. We discover the truth, and this truth is not perceptible. It is not objectifiable. It is not explicable. It is not conceivable. Therefore, how are we going to know? If it is not available for sense perception and thought conception or world description, what is the way we can arrive at it? So Upanishad presents this amazing method of analyzing the five layers of personality, which will help us arrive at that inconceivable, imperceptible, inexplicable, non-objectifiable, indescribable reality. Therefore, we are seeing here now. We have second verse.
Dehadabhyantarah pranaha pranadabhyantaram manaha tatah karta tato bhokta guhaseyam parampara.
In Taittiriya Upanishad, mind itself is looked upon as the cave. Mind is the cave, and in the cave of mind, we have to keep on proceeding, negating all the thought forms which are like the bushes and shrubs in the very entrance of the cave. And when we reach the dead end of the cave of mind, and there we find this I-sense. I-sense means the which is I-sense, which obtaining in the realm of a thought which comes and goes, and which alone is expressed as I, referred to one's own self as a first person singular pronoun. And we arrive at that, and when we see that, and where that I rise from, where does it exist, and where does it resolve? By searching for what this I is, just as when you were searching for what wave is, you will stumble upon the water. So by searching for what I is, we will stumble upon the formless, abstract, formless reality, obtaining in the name of pure knowledge. We understand. And therefore, and here, but in this text, he says, Iyam parampara, sa iyam parampara guha. There's this big cave, and how this cave, actually he starts like this. Not one cave, no, you have to enter into the cave. And within a cave, within a cave, within a cave, we have cave, many caves, okay. Parampara guha here. Which is, there are many guhas. Mind is the final guha. And but many guhas. And each layer of personality is like a guha. Okay. So, and then one cave is within the other cave. So how it is? It is the outermost layer of personality. The grossest physical body is like a big, huge vessel, which contains within it other subtle guhas. So here, and the physical body is perceptible. It is gross, tangible, available for perception also. And this is, within this is what? In the next to this, inside the physical body is the pranaha. Okay. Within pranamaya, it is a pranaha, pranamayaha, which is physiological layer of personality. And we have pranad abhyantaraha manaha. And interior to this prana, there is a mind. Then afterwards, we have karta. Tataha karta means, and then karta here stands for, then I. I means the individual, I, which implies the individuality, that is ahankara, the ego, which alone, this I, which identifies itself with the previous, the other layers of personality, the thoughts. Etc. And then there is a bhokta, the experiencer, the enjoyer. So the bhokta is much subtler, which is the, you can say, anandamaya kosha. So there is manaha, psychological layer of personality. And then there's a buddhi, intellectual layer of personality, vijnanamayaha. Thereafter we have anandamayaha koshaha, which is, anandamayaha is actually available for understanding only in sleep, deep sleep state. This is how we have, there are the caves. in even the Taittiriya was mentioned, mind is the cave. And here each layer of personality is looked upon like as a cave and cave within the cave. So there is, if you go inside. Why cave? Because you have to go inside. How? It's not physically going inside. It's a journey. You start the journey from outside, outermost layer of personality. Then you cognitively, you shift attention from the physical layer to this physiological layer to psychological layer to intellectual layer to this sushupti avastha, which is Anandamaya Kosha. Anandamaya. And finally, this is how we are going to analyze. It is given here. This is the all five layers of personality are here as like the cave within the cave. See, imagination. We'll read this next verse. Pitru bhuktana jad
viryat jato nenaiva vardhate.
Exactly what to learn in Taittiriya we are going to learn here. Pitru bhuktana jatiyad jato nenaiva vardhate vahas dehasannamayanatma dehasannamayanatma prakchadvam tadabhavataha. And here, what is this in this verse? See, the verse number 3 discusses the annamayaha koshaha, that is outermost layer of personality called physical body. And in the physical body, now we've already understood in Tattva Bodha as what? Anna rasena eva bhutva. Annarasena eva vriddhim prapya annarupa prithivyam yad viliyate tad annamayaha koshaha sthula shariram. I'm repeating this. Know why you're supposed to have memorized this sentence. You're supposed to be remembering this sentence. The sentence from Tattva Bodhaha. It's a definition of annamayaha koshaha sthula shariram. What is gross body? Sthula shariram kim? If the question is asked, or annamayaha de koshaha kaha? Sthula shariram kim? If the question is asked, what is the definition? Anna rasena eva bhutva. So, being formed of, completely, totally formed of the essence of the food eaten by the parents. Then, anna rasena eva vriddhim prapya. Again, by having got the growth also, having grown by the food essence. If you have been born, again surviving eating food, to finally anna rupa prithivyam yad viliyate, that which becomes disintegrated in the food in the form of earth, which goes back to earth element. And tad annamayaha koshaha sthula shariram. This is the definition of annamayaha given in Tattva Bodhaha. I want all of you to memorize this definition. Anna rasena eva bhutva. Anna rasena eva vriddhim prapya anna rupa prithivyam yad viliyate tad annamayaha koshaha sthula shariram sthula dehaha. So this verse also repeats this in a different way, that's all. Same definition is given here. What he says, pitru bhukta anna jat. Pitru bhukta annajam means what? Annajam, pitru bhukta means the food eaten by parents. So parental food is what? Pitru bhukta annam. And This viryam, the sperm, food born of the food essence. Essence of the parental food. Pitru bhukta annam, the food eaten by parents. And this viryam ja, anna ja means the viryam, the sperm, or no, this born of, the sperm born of the food eaten by the father. Pitru bhukta annajam viryam. Pitru bhukta annajad viryat. This physical body originally is born of the sperm, born of the food eaten by the father. And this physical body, which is born of the food eaten by the father, in other words now, anenayeva vardhate, it is born, it originated from parental food, then anenayeva vardhate. And how does it grow? While growing also, it is dependent only on food for its growth. So for birth, the body is dependent on food. And for growth also, is dependent on the food. So jataha vardhate. Kasmat jataha viryat jataha. Kidrusha viryat annajat viryat. It is born of the essence of the food eaten by the father, it grows again by the food. Annenayeva vardhate. Then, Sdehaha saha annamayaha. So this physical body is what annamayaha means, is nothing but modified form of the food. Annamaya means the whole physical body, it can be reduced to the food. The whole physical body is nothing but the food. Just as pot is nothing but the clay, ornament is nothing but the gold. Similarly, the body is nothing but annam, food. Therefore, na atma, and this physical body being the modified form of food, it is not atma. Na atma. Atma means what here? All pervasive, subtlest, abstract, formless reality implied by the term atma is what? Is distinct. So, not definitely, this annamayaha deha is not the reality. Na atma prakcha tadabhavataha. You know why? Prakcha tadabhavataha. So annamayaha koshaha is born of the food essence. So the Vidyaranya Swami makes it very clear here that annamaya koshaha does not, is not born of food directly. But what is it then? It is born food. It's not born of food directly. The food has to undergo process. The food has to become the body. The food has to get converted into the body. It means there are many processing. The food has to undergo many processing. The process. Okay, in between, before the body becomes this small little body, it was in the form of anna rasaha. So annam becomes anna rasaha. And the anna rasaha, isn't it, alone becomes what? So, And we can say it's a potential the food, parental food. Then the asalam becomes the body here. So here, viryam means this shukram. Viryam means shukram. Shukram means a sperm. So the food is digested and becomes changed into many different nutrients. And one of the nutrients what we hear, the sperm, which can become a baby later on. So the seed otherwise is, the seed viryam is also called known as shukram. And this is the shukram is the annarasaha. The annarasaha means what? The essence of the food essence in the father's body. So also there is the food essence in mother's body in the form of egg. It's not mentioned here, but it's explained in other Upanishad called Shonitam. So Shukram means the father's sperm, which is the food essence. And Shonitam means egg in mother's womb, which is also nothing but food essence. Shukram and Shonitam. So, when the baby is conceived in the mother's womb, Shukram means punyam. Shukram, Shukram and Shonitam, the seed and the sperm and the egg. Join together and then it forms the body. So the sperm and egg together form this body of the baby. Therefore, every baby's body is what? Actually, just the essence of the food eaten by the parents. So, okay. That's why it also mentioned in Taittiriya Upanishad, Sabayesha Purusho Narasamayaha Purushaha Annarasamayaha. So physical body originally is born of the essence of the food, therefore Annarasamayaha. But we drop the word rasa and we say Annamayaha. So Annamayaha means Annarasamayaha. Annarasamayaha means the whole physical body, nothing but modified form of the food, essence of food eaten by the parents. Then later on, it nothing but again food also. It grows by the food. So Pitru Bhukta Annajat Shukra Shonita, we can say that. No. Shukrasya Shonitasya cha Sam Yogat. We can say Pitra Bhuktena Annajat. Shukra Shonita Yoho Sayogat Sambandat. It means pure, it is because of this joining of the egg and the sperm originated in the parental bodies from the food they ate, the baby is born. annena eva vardhate, born. Then this baby's body, which is born, again grows also what? Grows and becomes huge, become big by the food the baby consumes. So, anna rasaha is the cause for the body. We have to see the cause. Anna rasaha is the cause. Therefore, the cause means what? We say clay is the cause for the pot. The pot is just the form. Pot is a name given to a given form, which has a given purpose, can be resolved in clay. Without clay, there cannot be the form, name and function called a pot. Similarly, without the food, there cannot be some form, name and function called body. The body can be resolved into this annam. What happens? Now what? Annena eva vardhate. Annena. Again, it resolves into the food alone. Food in the form of earth. So, this is what is what? Annamayaha dehaha. And such a physical body is said to be what? Annamayaha. Annamayaha. Therefore, this body, saha annamayaha na atma, is definitely na atma. Annamayaha does not, cannot become atma. Because, why it is not atma? Because annamayaha is not the truth, not satyam. Why? Because prakcha urdham tad abhavataha. Why it is not satyam? Why prana annamayaha deha is not satyam? It will say prakcha urdham. Prak means before its origination. It was not there. And urdham cha, after it gets disintegrated also, the form doesn't exist. The body comes and body, after the birth, before the birth, the body is not there. And after the result, when the body falls apart, body will not be there. It means the body form comes and goes. Body is nothing but the form which originated, which has a beginning and which has an end also. The form has a beginning and an end. Therefore, this physical body is not satyam. Because it is not satyam, it is not atma. And here, whereas, what about atma? Atma is beginningless, endless, changeless, therefore it is timeless, eternal truth, eternal reality. Whereas, body is not eternal, it is not timeless, it is time-bound, ephemeral, which is subject to constant change. Therefore, annamayaha dehaha na atma cannot be the body, atma. So the body is mithya. Why? Because it has no independent existence. It is just the form which is nothing dependent on the food. And before the form came into existence, it was not there. And after it falls apart also, the body's form will not be there, to undergo change. After death also, this won't be there. Therefore, deha, body cannot be, or no, is not atma because of its time-bound nature. So, this time-bound, ephemeral, this body, which is the beginning and end and change, is not the beginningless, endless, changeless, eternal, everlasting Atma. We'll go to the next one. The reason is given. Why it is not Atma? Because prakcha urdham cha abhavataha. Before the body came into existence, and after the body falls apart, then This is not that abhavataha due to its absence. It is not there. Therefore, the form doesn't continue to exist. Because it undergoes a change. Therefore, it is not the Atma. Now we'll go to the next verse. I wanted to see the beauty, how Vidyayana Swami develops it. Do you all see this? See, the reason is given why. Prakcha urdhum. Prak means before. Urdhum afterwards. Abhavataha. Due to its not being there, the form being not there before and after, before the birth was not there, after death will not be there. Therefore, it is subject to change. Therefore, it is not Atma. The reason is given. You see, it's all kindergarten lessons for you. But still for you, it is for you to assimilate. It is a contemplation of the classes you are seeing already. You have to be with the fact. It is not for you to understand the fact. It is for you to assimilate the fact. If it is for understanding the fact, it will be very boring. You already understood this. What you already understood, you are reinforcing the fact which you already understood. Therefore, it is for assimilation. So, with this Panchadashi is for assimilation only. You will be convinced of the fact. I am Atma means, of course, you are also learning to accept the fact about the body. It will fall apart. It will collapse. It's all preparation. So many things are understood here. Very simple lesson, but still very important. Okay, we'll see next one. Purva janmanya sannetat. Purva janmanya sannetat. Janma sampadayet katam. Purva janmanya sannetat janma sampadayet katam. Bhavi janmanya san karma. Nabhunjiteha sanchitam. Bhavi janmanya san karma. Nabhunjiteha sanchitam. Sanchitam. Nabhunjiteha sanchitam. So, purva janma. Purva janmani asan yetat janma sampadayet katham. Purva janmani asat ye asan asat yetat asan yetat asan yetat janma sampadayet katham. Bhavi janmani asat. Bhavi janmani asan. Karma na bunjiteha sanchitam. What does Vidyayana Swami say here? So, this physical body, which is subject to time limitation, a physical body subject to time limitations. Annamayaha dehaha, subject to time limitation, is not the Atma of the individual. It cannot be accepted as the Jiva Atma. Can also that's the truth of the individual. Why? Because if we mistake this body for the Atma, along with the body, there has to be new Atma coming every time. So the body is subject to time because it doesn't exist, it did not exist. It was not there before it was born. And the body will not continue to be there even after the death. Therefore, what will happen? Atma also will become time bound. Atma always will be something like which comes and goes. Therefore, it will result in the problems which can never be resolved. Okay, it will result in the problems which can never be resolved. Therefore, if we take the body to be the Atma, so then there's no point analyzing the Panchakosha also. We want an answer to resolve our problems. And we take the body as the Atma, our problems will be there ever non-resolvably. Suppose babies born in different backgrounds and they have different problems. See, the babies born in different with different parentage, with different backgrounds, will have different, you know, problems. Which means the bodies are born in different, you know, to a different parent, with different parentage, different situations, different background, the problems are also different. Whereas Atma is one and the same. The Atma is not born. Atma is subject to the poor background or the rich background, educated background or the uneducated background, the sick background or the healthy background. So Atma is not subject to, not affected by any of the background. So body by itself does not have what? Punyam or papam also. Body has no punya papa karma. And Atma also has no punya papa karma. So here, so the karma, the punya papams earned in previous lives, when you say, and who has earned this punya papams? Atma is eternal and body is time bound. And which was there, who earned this punya papam, previous punya papam? Therefore, definitely the body does not earn punya papam. The Pura Pakshi can ask this question. If we say the physical body was not there before the birth, and it will not be there after the death also. Which means the body, it was not there before. Then how can it have punyam papam? Your body doesn't have punyam papam. So Atma also doesn't have punyam papam. You know? So the question is asked here. How can we say, if the body had the Atma, then can we say that Atma has a punyam papam? No. Atma also has no punyam papam. Then, but we can understand, we see in our day-to-day experience that definitely it cannot be explained why, you know, the child's body, baby's body is born, and why one child suffers, why one other child doesn't suffer. No, why one child enjoys good education, good health and good all forms of luxuries, one other person suffers. So, how can I understand this? Suppose if body is the Atma, then we cannot explain all these things. The body is not the Atma. If we mistake the body for the Atma, then we cannot explain why there is difference, taratamyam, in the creation. And this defect of not being able to explain the reason for the differences in creation If mistake the body for the Atma, is called what? Akrita Abhyagamaha Doshaha. Akrita Abhyagama Doshaha. Akrita Abhya Akritaha Abhyagamaha Doshaha. Akrita Abhyagama Doshaha. What does it mean? Akrita Abhyagama Doshaha means what? Akrita Abhyagama Doshaha means if you mistake the physical body for the Atma, then we say that the suffering is because of the Punya Papam. And body doesn't do any Punya Mahar Papam. Atma doesn't do any Punya Mahar Papam. Therefore, we cannot explain the problems, the difference, the problem of differences in the creation. Therefore, even the rebirth, the punarjanma cannot be explained at all if the physical body is mistaken to be the Atma. Not mistaken, if we take the physical body itself as the Atma, the truth, the individual, then even rebirth, punarjanma cannot be explained. Even though Atma doesn't have punarjanma, but there is punarjanma. And what is it which has punarjanma? Why is punarjanma? How long is the punarjanma? When will the janma come to an end? Etc. All these cannot be explained if we take the physical body for the Atma. Okay. This is the first problem we have. And secondly, if we mistake the physical body for the Atma, what will happen? There is if we take this body to be the Atma, and if there are a lot of, if a person has a lot of punyam and papam, what happens? The punya papams earned by the person cannot be exhausted at all in one lifetime within the lifespan, the span of life of the physical body. Punya papams cannot be exhausted. Now, for example, we know very definitely, physical body does not earn punya papam. Of course, Atma is not the doer, not the enjoyer. But if you mistake the physical body for the Atma, and you say physical body has earned punya papam, and the physical body will come to an end, and within the span of life ordained for physical body, all the punya papams earned cannot be exhausted at all. So, if the body becomes disintegrated, then what happens? Punya papams also, punya will be exhausted, will be exhausted along with the body. Punyams cannot be exhausted, which means there's no way of translating punya papam into experience. The jiva will be deprived of the enjoyment of pain and pleasures in next janma. And there's no way of jiva coming and going also. If jiva doesn't need to exhaust the punya papam, because punya papams cannot be exhausted, because the body is the atma, so along with the body punya papams go, therefore there won't punya papams be exhausted, and for the jiva cannot have the experience of punya papams, therefore if there's no need for the jiva to experience punya papams, then jiva need not be born again. Therefore, the result of karma, the consequence of the performance of actions in terms of experiencing the karma phalam also cannot be explained if we mistake the body for the Atma. And this defect of not being able to explain the consequences of all karma phalams is called krita vipranasha doshaha. Krita vipranasha doshaha. Therefore, what is made clear is we have to understand that definitely jiva is distinct and different from the physical body. And this jiva continues to survive, continues to be there, exist. So birth after birth after birth after birth, body comes and goes, the jiva continues to be there. So that the karma phalams also can be exhausted. And exhaust the karma phalam, definitely the jiva has to assume a new different body. And to assume a new different body, the jiva has to be distinct from the body. So, etat janma punat janma asat. Etat janma katam sampadayet. Is the question, the Purpakshi's question. Etat janma katam sampadayet. Ade. How can this person who has this, who considers the body as the Atma, gets this physical body? How is the difference? How can one get a sick body? How can one get a very healthy body? How can one get a body because of problems? Or even the lame, improper limbs, unhealthy limbs, etc. In the same way, bhavi janmani asan. So, this physical body will not exist in future, which means if body is the Atma, then Atma will not be there in future, next janma, future birth. Bhavi janmani, it will not be there. Therefore, katham bunjita, if it will not be there, how can there be experience of all the results of actions performed in previous janma and in this janma? Therefore, what a conclusion? Body cannot be the Atma. Is it clear? Are you following? See, that's why I told you, it is not for us to learn, not for to understand. Just, you are already, it is confirmed, reinforced to say why. If see, there are people now who argue for argument's sake, they say, why can't I take the body as the Atma? What do they care for this? Then we cannot account for all these problems. Well, somebody says, now I'm coming out of the text. If somebody says, no, okay, I can say without any reason we're suffering, we go through problems. Then why there's difference there? See, all of us have difference in experiences. All of our experiences are different. Our situations are different. We all go through pains and pleasures, paths of opposites, different times, different forms. The different things become nimittam for our problems. we have, everyone has one sort unique different problems. We will go through this. And why this difference? And this difference in our experiences cannot be accounted at all if this body is taken to be the Atma. It is just for us to accord, you know, very well. It is very clear already for you. But still, it is somebody, if a Purva Pakshi comes and simply argues, like, you know, the person they Charvakas like. So we have to say that. Now, there may be people who will simply argue. Simply for sake of arguing, they may argue. And I don't want to mention of the political issues that we want to go through in Tamil Nadu now. Simply somebody sings some Mahaganapati, just Kriti, somebody sings as a prayer, another person that simply questions. No? For sake of questioning, why should Sanskrit song be sung in a prayer? Why can't they sing Tamil song? Something like that. See, just to pray to Bhagavan, somebody comes very spontaneously, naturally, some children want to sing. Simply for argument's sake, they argue. So for argument's sake, there may be people who want to vidanda vahadis. They may say, no, I want to take the physical body to be the Atma. I don't believe in Atma which we cannot be seen, which cannot be described, which cannot be conceived. Why bother about that Atma? Why can't I take this body as the self? Body is the truth. I am the body. Why can't I say this? Because it's very tangible for me. And that is why it is said what this body is very thoroughly analyzed. Is we have Pitribhukta, Anna Jata, Viryata, Jatam. It is how it is born, how it surveys, how it resolves. It is just the form. And this form is what? Body form for which the food is the cause. Which means the form was not there before it came into existence, and the form will not be there after existence means this physical, whereas Atma is, we understand Atma to be the truth which is beginningless, endless, changeless, timeless reality. So it cannot be taken to be that. If we take this, what all the problems will be there? So he explains here, we have this, the problem of not being able to explain the exhaustion of punya papams. We had the problem of not being able to explain the continuous survival of the jiva, and so it cannot be explained at all. Therefore, it is wrong argument. You don't need to answer. Make your head to answer the question. You can just understand that the physical body, definitely is not the Atma. Atma is something distinct from the physical body. Prana Deha Balam Yachcha. The next verse, fourth verse. We have seen the fourth verse.
Purno Dehe Balam Yachchanakshanam Yapravartakaha. Purno Dehe Balam Yachchanakshanam Yapravartakaha. Vayu Pranamayo Nasavatma Chaitanya Varjanat. Vayu Pranamayo Nasavatma Chaitanya Varjanat. Purno Dehe Balam Yachchanakshanam Chanakshanam Yapravartakaha. Vayu Pranamayo Nasavatma Chaitanya Varjanat.
So here, what is this Pranaha? So, pranaha, very word pranaha implies what now? The shaktihi. Pranaha implies shaktihi. Energy. So, it is this energy which is very much needed for all the indriyas to be functional. If the sense powers have to be functional, there must be energy. If the powers of organs of actions have to be functional, there must be energy. Without this energy, without the shakti, prana shakti, all our indriyani cannot be functional at all. So karma indriyani have to be functional for the physical body to be active, for all the actions to happen. Jnana indriyani must be functional for all the knowledge to happen, perception to happen, understanding to happen. Even for the mind to be functional, prana shakti is very important. That's why if we haven't eaten food, we're very tired, you cannot think, you cannot know, you cannot listen, nothing is possible. So prana shakti is very much needed for the functions to happen. For the mind to be functional, sense organs to be functional, organs of actions to be functional, thereby body to be active, definitely there must be prana shakti. The prana shakti, which is the energy. So, and this pranamaya is the next layer of personality. Pranamaya koshaha. So it is said here, Purno dehe balam, yachannakshanam yah pravartakaha. So you can take it as here, dehe, in this physical body, it means in this physical body, Yaha Purnaha. So, what is that which fills this entire, the gross physical body? Yaha Dehe Purnaha. Udambil Nirambiyavan. The one who fills this physical body. And then, Balam Yachan. Yachan means giving, bestowing, contributing energy. Balam yachan. Yachan means what? Yachati means gives. Please remember the verb. Yachati means gives. Yachati means gives. And yachan means what? Giving. It's like saying, no? Suppose you do two things simultaneously. Pashyan dhavati. Seeing, he runs. Or running, he sees. He does two things simultaneously. He runs, he also sees. While running, he sees. How do you say? Dhavan pashyati. Or pashyan dhavati. Similarly here, yachan. Balam yachan. Giving strength. Giving energy, lending energy. So balam yachanne dehe purnaha yaha, giving the energy, giving, lending energy, filling this entire, one who remains filling this entire gross physical body, obtaining in this body, pervading this body, lending strength, energy to the body, lending energy. Energy to whom? We say, akshanam. So, balam yachan, lending energy, the strength, stamina, prowess to the physical body. And yaha, akshanam pravartakaha. So prana, what does prana do? Prana pervades the physical body, obtaining in the physical body, filling the body, it lending strength through the physical body. It also contributes for the activation of the sense organ, sense of powers. Aksha means power. Okay? All the indriyani. So, akshanam pravartakaha. Pravartaka means activator. Activator of all the akshanam pravartakaha. Activator of all the karmendriyani, jnanendriyani, manaha, buddhi, chittam, ahankara, everything. Activator of all the organs, all the powers. So, purna dehe balam yachan yaha akshanam pravartakaha and vayuhu. Volume means what now? This own vital air. Who is always called what? Pranaha. Vayu here means the prana. The prana, the vayu. Pranamayaha. Na asau atma. Na asau atma. This vayu, this pranaha is the pranamayaha koshaha, is the physiological layer of personality. Okay, what is physiological layer of personality? It is said here, pranaha, physiological layer of personality is not the atma. Na asau atma. It is not the pranamaya. It is this vital air which fills this physical body, lending strength and energy to the body, which is there as the activator of all the powers, 10 powers and the antahkaranam. And this vayuhu is what now? Said to be pranamayaha. The physiological layer of personality. And this pranamayaha is a personality, not the person. Na asau atma. It is not atma at all. It is not the all pervasive absolute reality, which is not subject to all, not subject to, which is of the nature of limitlessness. Na asau atma. Why? Yes, chaitanya varjanat. And this is what now? This is jadaha. Even though prana is the activator of all the powers, prana is the bestower of energy to the physical body, prana is the activate, prana lends energy to everything, prana fills the body, thereby lends energy to the body and the senses, but still it is of the nature of inertness. Chaitanya Varjanat. Do you all see this? Chaitanya Varjanat. Chaitanyam means consciousness. Varjana means it's devoid of. Unarvatradal. Chaitanya Varjanat, due to its nature of, due to its inertness, due to its insentiency, Chaitanya Varjanat, due to its insentiency, due to its non-sentiency, due to its not having its own consciousness of its own, due to its inertness, its nature of being inert, this what? Pranamayaha is not the Atma. Na asau atma chaitanya varjanat. So, The pranaha survives the physical body. Pranaha travels, and prana also what? Fills the, assumes, reaches the another body. Therefore, prana has relatively a long, much longer life. Okay? A physical body has very short span of life. Physical body, maximum 100 years, it falls apart, disintegrates. Whereas prana survives the physical body, it continues to exist. Therefore, it reaches, it fills, it can go and fill another body. That is why we say the entire sukshma sharira means all the subtle aspects. Pranaha, indriyani, karma indriyani, jnana indriyani, antahkaranam, all of them together which constitute sukshma shariram continues to exist. In the whole of this creation, the srishti, we will what now? After the maha srishti, until the maha pralayam, sukshma will continue to survive. What comes and goes is only the physical body. That is why we perform shraddham, we perform amavasya tarpanam, we do pitru karma. What disappears is the physical body, but the subtle person, the personality will continue, subtle personality continues to exist. Gross personality alone gets disintegrated. Even though it continues to exist, still it's a personality, but it is not the person. Okay? Only, therefore, the sukshma sharam will resolve and dissolve into karna shariram, causal, only in mahapralaya. Suppose if you may ask the question, what happens in sleep? Every time you fall asleep, what happens? Every time you fall asleep, in sushupti avastha, in deep sleep state, the sukshma shariram, all the subtle aspects which form the sukshma shariram remain non-functional. They are not absent, but they are non-functional. But prana alone is functional. So being non-functional does not mean it is non-existent, not absent. They are present but non-functional in sleep. And prana is functional even in sleep. So what I wanted to understand, so prana also continues to survive. Prana even in sleep, prana is functional. And prana, when it leaves the physical body, it assumes another body, it continues to be functional. You know? So only in Mahapralaya, only in Pralaya, the prana will resolve in karana causal body, Shastram says. And even though prana is of this glory, greatness, still pranamaya also is a koshaha, is physiological layer of personality, is not the na asau atma. It is not the atma. Why? He said, chaitanya varjanat. Pranamaya is also not the Atma. You know, even though it fills the physical body, even though it surveys the physical body, it has much longer life compared to physical body. It is the activator of all the subtle aspects. Still, it is not the Atma. It's only a layer of, next layer of personality. And because it is also, prana is also of the nature of inertness. And because prana is object of knowledge, and prana is also panchabhautikaha, prana is also the elemental product. Just as the gross body is an elemental product, panchabhautikaha shaddeha, so also prana is also elemental product. So material product, therefore what? It is of the nature of inertness. And what is Atma? Atma is of the nature of consciousness. Therefore, Atma, which is of the nature of consciousness, and Prana, which is of the nature of inertness, how can we say the Pranamayaha is Atma? If Pranamayaha na aso na Atma Chaitanya Varjanat, due to its nature of inertness. Okay. Is it clear? Simple but clear, isn't it? Okay. Ahanta mamata. Ahanta mamata dehe guha guha dauchakaroti yaha kamadya vastaya bhranto nasa vatma manomayaha. So here, just learn the words today. I'll explain this verse number 6 next class. A very important lesson this is, verse. You know why? It is manomayaha. See, pranamayaha can understand easily. One had to remember one important thing. You know what lesson? See, even though presence of mind is important in the body for the prana to be there, but mind is dependent on prana for it to be functional. Because it has to draw energy, isn't it? If the mind has to be functional, it needs an energy must be supplied. For the mind to be functional, there must be energy. Isn't it? So prana must be there. So the mind can be functional. But mind, for it to be functional, it is dependent on prana, but mind is not dependent on the prana for its existence. That is, prana is dependent on mind for its very existence. Prana is dependent on the antahkaranam for its existence. Whereas mind is not dependent on prana for its existence, but mind is dependent on prana for it to be functional. Anyway, this is a side note. It's an important lesson. It's a side note I want to tell you. And now we are going to see the manomayaha, the most important thing which we need to understand very clearly. It'll be a elaborate class I'll do next class. So here, ahanta. Ahanta means, in Tamil, if you make it Thai, it is Tamil. Gita, Bhagavad Gita, we'll say Gitai. So ahanta, ahandai, they'll say ahanta. Ahanta means what? Ahankaraha. Ahanta means aham asmi iti jnanam. Ahanta is equal to I-ness. I-ness means I sense. I sense means the knowledge I am. Isn't it? Ahanta means asmi iti jnanam, ahanta. Then mamata. Mamata. So mamata means sense of possession. So ahanta means I sense. Mamata means my sense. Ahanta, mamata. And here, அகந்தாம் மமதாம் தேஹே குஹாதோச்ச கரோதி யஹ. அகந்தாம் மமதாம் தேஹே கேஹாதோச்ச கரோதி யஹ. கேஹாதவ் அகந்தாம் மமதாம் தேஹே கேஹாதோ ச கரோதி யஹ. காமாத்யவஸ்தயா ப்ராந்தா நாசாவாத்மா மனோமயஹ. So in this verse, Manomayaha Koshaha is taken for discussion. And also, we'll see that Vijnanamaya Kosha also be taken for discussion. And both these, Manomayaha and Vijnanamayaha, the emotional layer of personality, the intellectual layer of personality, both these layers of personality form part of this one antahkaranam. See, emotional and intellectual are two different aspects of the only antahkaranam. Antahkaranam. So we have these words manaha buddhihi, which actually cannot be translated at all into English language. We only say mind and intellect. Really speaking, mind and intellect are two different names given to, the functional names given to one antahkaranam. So antahkaranam is, from the standpoint of the sense organs, antahkaranam is to be understood as the internal organ of knowledge. And this antahkaranam, if you ask what it is also inexplicably subtle. It is of inexplicably subtlest substance. So antahkaranam also is inexplicably subtlest substance. Therefore, in the Shastram, it is explained as antahkarana dravyam. See, the internal organ of knowledge, which is given two different names as intellect and mind, functional names in English language, or manaha and buddhihi in Sanskritam, is actually inexplicably subtlest substance. And therefore it is called antahkarana dravyam. So, this antahkaranam, what does it do? Nothing but the thoughts put together is antahkaranam. So the inexplicably subtlest substance means there is some shakti. It is capable of producing thoughts. In fact, each thought itself is what, like if I say, water is capable of producing waves. You know. So, it's something it's very, all thoughts form the antahkaranam. And every antahkaranam, every thought modification, vritti parinamaha. Thought modification is called vritti parinamaha. So thought is known as vrittihi, antahkarana vrittihi. And this antahkaranam also can be understood as something subconscious and the surfacing aspect, part. It's exactly like if we look at the ocean, and the ocean can, ocean has many waves. On the top we see the waves, but below those thoughts, below those waves, the waves are constantly rising, moving and falling, resolving. The waves are rising and moving and resolving, falling down. They rise, again they fall. And behind this, below these waves, definitely there is a part which is at the bottom of the ocean. And it is this bottom part of the ocean becomes the locus location for all the rising, falling waves. On the top of this ocean, where we see these waves rising and falling, so we have two, we can see the two parts of the ocean. On the surface part, where we see the waves rise and fall, and below that, the bottom of the ocean, where there is, which is the location where the waves rise and fall. Two parts of the ocean we appreciate, we understand. In the same way, Antarkanam also has what? Has this two aspects, which we understood very well in Drikdrishi Vekaha. I'll explain to you here. One is the very subtlest substance called Dravyamsham. 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 Dravyamsham is the subtlest substance itself. Substance which is the Antarkanam. Dravyamsham. And we have the, like, Dravyamsham is like the bottom part, and Vrittiamsham is like the surface part. The thoughts which rise and resolve. So Dravyamsham is the basis, locus where Vrittis rise and resolve. And there are Vrittis, the top. And these vrittayaha, thought modifications which rise and resolve, are of the nature of constantly, continuously undergoing change. And this antakarna vrittihi is said to be what? As to ahankara. The ahanta vrittihi, mamata vrittihi. Ahanta vritti means the thought as ahankara and the thought as mamakara. And we all can say, idam vrittihi, aham vrittihi, mama vrittihi, idam vrittihi. I sense, my sense, and this sense. Aham asmi is knowledge vrittihi. And this is mine is mama vrittihi, and this is idam vrittihi. So we have these vrittis. This I have to explain a lot to you. I think I'll start, I'll redo this verse from the beginning next class.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.